Earlier on the show, we heard about Governor Hutchinson's proposed budget for 2018 that includes a request for public universities to freeze tuition rates. Universities are reacting to the governor's in-state proposal. Education officials declined to be interviewed by our content partner KUAR in Little Rock, but did respond with written statements. Dr. Chuck Welch, president of Arkansas State University's system, says he respects, understands, and shares the governor's concern, but that it will take creative thinking to meet their students' needs. University of Central Arkansas President Houston Davis also wrote he respects and understands the governor's concerns and that they are consistently evaluating all funding sources available. And a spokesman for the University of Arkansas system said shortly after the governor's letter was released that officials are gauging what impact the tuition freeze would have on its school. The Wingate Foundation is giving the University of Arkansas more than $1 million over 5 years in support of the Arkansas A-Plus Schools program. That program, based in North Little Rock, but administered through the College of Education and Health Professions at the U of A, provides professional development and research data to member schools to integrate art education into those schools. The Siloam Springs-based Wingate Foundation's gift will provide more than $260,000 a year for 5 years for the program. Another new mountain bike-themed attraction is in the region's future. The Jones Trust this morning announced the construction of a 2.75-acre mountain bike skills park on the Jones Center campus in downtown Springdale. The course, called The Runway, will have three skill development lines, a pump track, and a children's playground and pavilion. The project is being funded by a $1.1 million grant from the Walton Family Foundation. A visitation and celebration of the life of a well-known Arkansas business leader will be tomorrow in Central Arkansas. Albert Yarnell of Searcy died this weekend. He was the son of Ray Yarnell, founder of the ice cream company bearing the family name, and worked for and ran the company for decades. He was 94. The Arkansas Razorback men's basketball team is home tonight after dropping back-to-back contests on the road last week. Arkansas faces LSU and Bud Walton Arena tonight at 8. Plenty of area college basketball teams are in action tomorrow. The Arkansas women will try to snap their own two-game slide at Georgia tomorrow night. Both John Brown University teams are also away from home tomorrow night, playing at Texas Wesleyan, while the University of Arkansas Fort Smith teams travel to Austin, Texas tomorrow night for games against St. Edward's University. And the University of the Ozarks basketball teams will be at home in Clarksville tomorrow night, hosting Belhaven. And finally, University of Arkansas diver Brooke Schultz continues to add honors to her brief collegiate resume. Yesterday, the freshman from Fayetteville was named the SEC Diver for the Week for the fifth time this season. Already this year, she set the record for best score in program history on the 3-meter three separate times. The Arkansas swimming and diving team will be at home Saturday to meet Tennessee. That meet begins at 10 Saturday morning.